Good morning, radio family. Welcome to another weekend edition of Community Focus. It's very good to be back and to have a public affairs show that definitely is all about community and fine people who are definitely doing some good things in our community. I have a newbie in the house to add to our ever-growing Community Focus family. She actually serves as the president of the Morningside Reynolds Park Association and is here to share some great information on an upcoming hiring and career expo that you radio family can be a part of. So let me look into her lovely brown eyes this morning and this sharp hat this sister is wearing and say good morning to you, Miss Kanika Brown. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you and thank you and good morning to our listeners.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, speaking of this hat, now, Kanika, I must get a background story on it. Where did it come from? Are you a hat person? What's the backstory?
All right. The backstory of the hat is I'm a hat fanatic.
Okay.
It started with a client that I had.
Yeah.
And she would pull hair. I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. So
right.
I have to wear a hat. So that's how I started with one client that
wow.
I had. And ever since then, I've been wearing
hats. You've been wearing hats.
Absolutely.
If I may share, when I first saw you out in the lobby before you came into the studio with me, I don't know how old you may be. I may be a little older than you. We may
44.
Be the same. Oh, okay. I got you by about maybe 4 or 5 years. So we right in that 40 club. I love it,
okay.
Mama. I love it. But the fact is, do you remember a television show by the name of Dallas?
I do.
You
love
do?
Dallas.
Love Dallas.
Oh, yes.
You put
Damn.
Me in the mind of the Ewing.
I love it.
Because I remember JR and,
oh,
and
love
the whole
JR.
Plan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Used to be infamous. And really for anybody who lives in the heart of Texas,
yes,
you
yes.
see a lot of that. So that is just so sharp on you
oh,
because
thank
everybody
you.
Don't look good in the cowboy
hat. Oh, thank you. I hear that a lot.
You are so welcome. But now back to our conversation at hand. This was just a warm-up.
Oh, great.
To break the ice and to, again, thank you for being here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, who actually came up with the idea of holding a hiring and career expo? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, I was already working on this vision,
mm-hmm.
and one of the Josh Howard team, one of his partners had reached out to me and said, Ms. Brown, can we connect? You
yeah.
do excellent work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
How can we connect? He's like, I want to do a job fair.
Oh,
I said, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I'm already working on that. So
oh,
let's put
great.
The vision together and make it happen.
Right. Now, for those who are very familiar with this young man and one Josh Howard, he's, first of all, a Wake Forest University basketball standout. He's originally from the area. Mm-hmm. And so it's so nice that when Josh left to after college, after his Wake Forest days, played for a number of teams in the NBA. And it's really great that when we have homegrown talent who go off and pursue careers and do very successful, I love the fact that they maintain their roots.
Yes.
They always come back. And Josh, of course, is the one of many
yes.
that fits that description of coming back and giving back to the community, because there are a number of events mm-hmm. that Josh has been associated with. So how nice that you actually have this great partnership
yes.
with him on the Hiring and Career Expo. Now, how did this partnership actually, hey, see how we just tied that on up
okay.
in there? Wow.
So Steve Nivens,
mm-hmm.
he is part of the Josh Howard Foundation.
Okay.
And we've been friends for years.
Wow.
And he was like, since you become, you know, the president of the association,
mm-hmm.
we've been seeing growth in the community.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, great, let's make it happen. And,
yeah.
you know, our city councilman, Mr. James Taylor, amazing man. He backed me 100%.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I want to see new and different ideas and projects
right.
going on in our community. I don't want the same thing. So
yeah.
I hope I've made them happy. So
mm-hmm.
far, I have. No complaints.
Good.
And we're just going to move along and
right.
get the people to where they need to be in life.
Now, Kanika, let me ask you, as president, how long has the Morningside Reynolds Park Association been in existence?
For 30 years.
Wow. So some history.
It is some history behind
right.
it. The lady by the name of Jackie Till had it.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Till passed away probably about a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And before she passed, I met with her.
Wow.
I was requested to lead.
Yes.
For her, she's no longer able to do it. She's 75 mm-hmm. years old at that time.
Oh wow!
So I told her, yeah, absolutely, I would love to take on the position.
Beautiful.
I've had it for 2 years now.
Great.
Love her family. Mm-hmm. Great family. Great community that we live in.
Right.
And I know she's in heaven smiling. She was a tough cracker. When I say cracker, I mean she was tough.
Right. Right.
Hard to chew.
She yes. cracked yes. that whip.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But you know what? That reminds me that when we speak about our senior adults, they are definitely from the old school mm-hmm. when it came to, especially when with regards mm-hmm. to community and how we take care of each other yes. in the community. So what a beautiful opportunity for you to have had the opportunity to know about her legacy
yes.
and what she contributed. Mm-hmm. And for speaking of our wonderful senior listeners, you know, the Morningside community is one in and around Winston-Salem that's been around for a very long time, that a lot of people are familiar
yes.
with that area.
Yes.
So how great that we have this upcoming hiring and career expo, which, by the way, let's drop a date for this, Kanika.
October 29th.
Okay. Now, who are your sponsors for this year's job fair?
We have a couple of sponsors. We are looking for more partnerships and okay. more sponsors as well. We're just getting it started.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second event that we're done with
okay.
the job fair. We
right.
do one spring, summer, and mm-hmm. fall, winter.
Excellent. Now, hiring and career expo, is there a difference per se when you look at the wording of it? Because most people either may look at it as just being a hiring expo mm-hmm. and some may have just gone to something that's just a career expo. Is it a combination?
It's a combination.
Okay.
It is a combination.
Great.
Of jobs, and we're going to have colleges there as well. Someone
Fantastic.
That may want to continue their education.
Mm-hmm.
Those resources will be there.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And particularly, you know, we're in an area where there are several universities in
yes.
around not just the Winston-Salem area, but we include the Triad and the Piedmont and really just the state of North Carolina
Absolutely.
As a whole. Let me ask you this one question before we go to break. And this is both a professional and a personal question,
okay.
because we know one thing that for most people when it comes to looking for employment, whether they are underemployed or they're looking to perhaps start a new career mm-hmm. from their former employer. Mm-hmm. What makes, do you think, Kanika, the ideal resume? What makes the ideal package that can help a person kind of stand out, that will make an employer take notice and say, here's Kanika Brown's resume. I see some things on here that really wants me to give her an opportunity to come work for my company.
I would say get with the right person.
Yeah.
Tate Organization.
Mm-hmm.
They are a company that is amazing
yeah.
with doing resumes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen their resumes, nothing like I've never seen before.
Wow.
They're not the average resume.
Okay.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
I've seen one resume they did was a guy was applying for a truck company,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to be a truck driver. So he had the dialogue there. He
yeah.
had photos in this resume all at one.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
He said they called him back immediately.
Immediately.
He said from there, he took off.
Wow.
So people come to him just mm-hmm. for resumes.
For resumes.
Yes.
And that really is a very different concept,
mm-hmm.
at least in the way that I'm looking at things. Because
right.
when we think about just your everyday, and I don't want to say run-of-the-mill,
right.
but a typical or average resume, one thing that I remember learning from, and not just the employers, but, you know, with college professors and other instructors, the main thing was keep everything on one page
mm-hmm.
because if they have to flip it over, that's too much information
right.
that they're having to read. And it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're giving them your autobiography
right.
along
right.
with your resume. But typically, and I think it's because of the advent of technology
mm-hmm.
and where we are a visual society.
Yes, we are.
We like looking at pictures. I mean, look at what social media does
yes.
for a lot of persons who are seeking jobs.
Yes.
You know, so the typical resume isn't as typical as when you and I were coming
Absolutely.
Along.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that is a really great start. And I like the fact you said put yourself in contact with the right people.
Yes.
Those who are experts, and that is their area of expertise,
yes.
of taking, because whatever your job set or your job skills are,
mm-hmm.
if you get with the right person, it's amazing what they can do with,
yes.
well, you know, I've only worked with so-and-so and I only did a couple of things, but that individual can really expound and go into more depth of what it is you do with your skill set.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Kanika, we are off to a fine start, my dear. Thank you so much. Now, one thing I do want to add as far as the date for the Hiring and Career Expo, Radio Family, one, it is being sponsored by the Morningside Reynolds Park Road Association, along with the Josh Howard Foundation. And we also want to add, you have an additional partnership with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. So October 29th, as you mentioned. Now, the location is going to be where?
At the bus station.
Okay. So that's the Clark Campbell Transportation Center, 100 West Fifth Street in downtown Winston-Salem. So for my Winston-Salem family tuning into the weekend edition of Community Focus, I know many of you know exactly where that's located. And for the rest of my radio family, you've got the location. So we'll repeat the information. And really, Kanika, I'm very happy we have a part two to our public affairs program where we can really go more into our conversation, especially with asking, have you had or held events like this in the past? Mm-hmm. And how many companies especially can one expect to see when they come? Yes. So we will continue in this great conversation. Family, welcome to the Community Focus family. See how that newbie title goes by so quickly. So thank you so much, Kanika.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful company. Indeed, we will be back. Part two of the weekend edition of Community Focus after this. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus. Fine company with you, Radio Family. Thank you for tuning in here Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Whether you've been with us since the beginning of the program or you're just tuning in, let's give you a recap. It is very nice to have the newest member of our Community Focus family joining me, Renee Vaughn. Kanika Brown, she's the president of Morningside Reynolds Park Association. There is a hiring and career expo. So when you hear the words now hiring, that is definitely the case. And as we mentioned before the break, sponsored by the Morningside Reynolds Park Road Association, the Josh Howard Foundation, and WISTA, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. Now, Kanika, as we continue in our wonderful conversation together, obviously you are not doing this alone. You have a fantabulous team of people that are helping you in this process.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I could not make it without them. I thank God for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they whatever I ask them to do, they are on it. And I tell people it's very important that you partner with the right people.
Right.
You have to have the right people on your team.
Mm-hmm.
They're average, they're lazy. Do not deal with them.
Yeah.
You need people that's going to help promote you, help promote the organization, and help people get to the next level in life. It's very important.
Absolutely. And it's really what community is all about. We help each other, most definitely. Now, I had asked before the break, have you held events like this in the past? And if so, how did former Job Fairs work out?
This is our second one for the year.
Okay.
We had one spring, summer.
Okay.
We had 25 vendors. We had 150 people to come out for our first one.
Very good.
They're very excited because we didn't know what to expect, but it's been our first one.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is our second one we're doing, and we are going to place it downtown at the bus station. And people, I got so many responses from people stating that, you know, they've never seen a job fair in a community before.
Wow.
Never seen in a community, because usually you have to go to them.
Exactly.
Or you
exactly.
have to go, you know, to a certain location.
Right.
Absolutely.
Very
I believe
true.
In community.
Yeah.
We have to build our community. We have to, hey, this is what it is. Come out. We don't charge our vendors anything. There's no fee.
Very good.
We provide lunch for them as well.
Beautiful.
That's what it's mm-hmm. about. Partnership.
Exactly. Right.
You know, showing love.
Mm-hmm.
How can we continue this partnership? How can we get people to the next level in life?
Definitely.
Because we have people that are hurting.
Weird.
And they need jobs.
Right.
You know, people with records and without records.
Mm-hmm.
And when we send out letters to our vendors, we ask them, hey, if you're hiring, if you're going to partner with us, we ask that you hire people with and without records.
Very good.
We have to give back to our people.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And what's equally nice about this, when we speaking of location, Kanika, mm-hmm. the Clark Campbell Transportation Center at 100 West 5th Street, downtown Winston-Salem. Now, I am a implant to North Carolina from Washington, D.C. I've lived here longer than I have there, so this is home
mm-hmm.
practically for me and really where other members of my family were born and raised.
Okay.
What I have come to really see firsthand and appreciate about living in the Twin Cities of Winston-Salem, well, one, and you probably know the history of our city,
mm-hmm.
one, it used to be a separation. There was just Winston,
mm-hmm.
which was the tobacco capital.
Mm-hmm.
of the area. And then, of course, Salem, which was associated or affiliated with Old Salem. Okay. That was the Moravian side of the city. So when the two cities initially merged, and I may not be correct on the decade, I want to say somewhere maybe the early to mid-50s. Okay. I should have done some research before mentioning okay. this. But just to put the okay. information and the background of Winston-Salem out there, to see the growth of this city in the 30-plus years that I have lived here have been amazing.
Yes.
Definitely with the Clark Campbell Transportation Center, that area or side of Winston-Salem is such a busy hub.
Oh, yes,
because
ma'am.
You have the hotel that's like a block over.
Yes.
That you have the Benton Convention Center,
yes.
which is also there. And that's the actual centralized area when the National Black Theater Festival
yes.
comes to town. So it has just been amazing to see Winston-Salem grow mm-hmm. by leaps and bounds. It continues to do so. It's an area where I remember when mm-hmm. I was a youth mm-hmm. that whatever you had to do, get it done in downtown Winston-Salem by 11 o'clock before everything shuts down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and then speaking of, as you were mentioning earlier, for our college students mm-hmm. and the fact that you're going to have so many different and wonderful vendors, and we'll go into the specifics on that mm-hmm. too. Now you have literally housing mm-hmm. in the downtown area
yes.
for both working employees and for students, so that when they commute to mm-hmm. Winston-Salem State or North Carolina A&T mm-hmm. or they're going to Wake Forest or wherever the college or institution mm-hmm. is, you know, a lot of them are now realizing, especially this millennial age.
Absolutely.
We have so many young people that are relocating to mm-hmm. a downtown area mm-hmm. of a major city such as Winston-Salem.
Right.
Yeah, it's just really amazing. Now, speaking of, how many companies have signed up to be there for this year's event?
It's still growing. So far, we have, I think, 10 right now.
Okay.
We need more.
You need more.
We want more.
Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no fee for the vendors.
Absolutely. So with that said, for the companies and the vendors, how best to get in contact with you for those who are listening that say, hey, I want to be a part of this?
Sure. I can be reached at 336-995-7661, or you can email me at kanikabrown18@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Now, what's the story behind, because you gave us a backstory about your hats. Mm-hmm. What's the backstory about your beautiful name, Kanika?
My grandmother named me.
Oh, nice.
She said that name came from Africa and uh-huh. stands for leadership.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And how fitting it is for the leader that you are, my dear.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, another question, and particularly for our radio family and our listeners this morning, Kanika, what can those looking for a job expect when they come to a career expo like this one?
You're going to have a great time. Mm-hmm. We're not the average job fair.
Yeah.
We have door prizes for people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a site set up where a person can come in and they can interview on site.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Like I said, we have water for the people that's coming there.
Mm-hmm.
We have greeters there. We also have the Tate organization that would be there as well.
Right.
Giving out resources that they have.
Oh, great.
Helping people with their resumes.
Mm-hmm.
They do a variety of things. They're one of our partners.
Right.
You're just going to love it. It's an atmosphere that you would not experience. We did our first one. We had a motivational speaker there.
Mm-hmm.
The people loved it and
wow.
talked about encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something is out there. You
and
can't
you know,
stop.
That's really fitting, particularly in an area where the job market may be a struggle
yes.
for some individuals.
Yes.
Because when you have a person who perhaps, let's just say, for a time period of 6 months to a year, that's a long time
yes.
to look for a job
yes.
or to look for employment. And that can make one become discouraged.
Yes.
But I like what you said in terms of not giving up
mm-hmm.
and really just digging deep and finding, because speaking of growth,
yes.
with not just Winston-Salem, but really just the entire immediate Piedmont Triad area. And then you've got the neighboring triangle between yes. Raleigh and Durham
mm-hmm.
that's exploding. And let's not even forget the Queen City.
Right.
You got Charlotte
oh, yeah.
down the
Absolutely.
Road, which constantly is growing. So between those major cities, when we think about how many companies are looking to either start fresh
mm-hmm.
in North Carolina or are finding that there's so much potential when they relocate
okay.
to the Carolinas. And not to mention, look at the housing market and how it's booming.
Yes.
I mean, just in my neighborhood, I'm seeing things like, I didn't even know you could put a house over here in these set of woods and trees.
Right.
And you got a major highway coming through.
Absolutely.
So growth is a constant thing, but it's what you are determined to do in trying to, like you say, not give up.
Right.
Finding that there are companies out there that are looking for people who have the hunger and the drive of being their next employer.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a great thing to take into an event such as this with the Hiring and Career Expo. Radio family, thank you for the great company. Just want to take this opportunity to identify ourselves. Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations. Great company as usual every Saturday and Sunday morning. And we add the additional company of one Miss Kanika Brown. Again, she serves wonderfully as the president of Morningside Reynolds Park Association. Now, let me ask, Kanika, are you originally from here?
I am.
Oh, great. So born and raised.
Born and raised.
In the Twin Cities. Beautiful. So in addition to what you know individuals can look for as far as looking for a job when they come to the Career Expo, do you have, and this was the question.
Okay.
I was kind of stalling there a little bit because I couldn't get my thoughts together, but now that I have it, let me get it out before it leaves me again. Do you have any companies that are returning for the second year that you know of thus far?
We have, I want to say two. We have two.
Right. An emphasis on thus far, because you said you're still looking for wonderful companies and vendors
we are
to contribute.
And we need that.
Yeah.
You know, we're the second poverty in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Exactly.
We need that.
Exactly. So again, our radio family, and particularly to stress to our business owners and our entrepreneurs who are tuning in, Kanika's contact number once again is area code 336-995-7661. Well, should job seekers bring any particular information with them to the job fair, Kanika?
Bring your resume, bring your smile, bring your A-game.
Yeah.
Look professional.
I was going to say,
be yourself.
Dress plays such an important part that I think sometimes we forget that you can be dressy casual, but it's also important to keep in mind that first impressions say a lot as well. That if you are looking, especially if there is a company in particular that you want to work for, just think of how much time and effort the company has put into itself.
Yes.
How important it is that they want their employees to represent the best that the company can offer. So we just want to encourage you, radio family, that, you know, as equally as you are doing or presenting your best on paper or in video or in social media or however you have your resume package or presentation put together, you want to equally be just as phenomenal and looking the best you can when you come as well. I'm glad you mentioned that because you touched on the fact that this will be a hiring and career expo unlike any other when you add the door prizes, the companies that will be there, and also there'll be computer access.
Yes.
Talk, give a little additional information on that.
The previous one, that job fair that we had a room set up with computers and people would go in there and do what they need to do, information and move forward. This time we're at the bus station. A lot of the employees that's coming in stated they're going to bring their own laptops.
Wow.
So people can just fill out the information right there, because a lot of people don't have access to computers at home.
At home, true.
And sometimes the phones are not active.
Right.
But right there, they can fill everything out there. And
beautiful.
We also have a room where they can do a one-on-one interview.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And again, it gets back to the technology age where we are, where really people from all walks of life, and it's not just the college students who have the access to the Chromebooks and the laptops and things of that nature, but you have older working adults. Because the thing about it is, too, Kanika, when we look at the breakdown of the employment market in itself, it's not just the young ones that are looking for work.
Correct.
You have some retirees that are coming out of retirement because they have to supplement an additional income. Not to get too off track from our subject matter, but we are in, if I'm not mistaken, this is, if it hasn't started already, it's about to open enrollment for Medicare or Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that in which most senior adults are having to make some major changes to their insurance plans and other additional information and just so many things that, that are taking place that are requiring some major changes. And actually, with not just the retirees, but for the older adults that are still working, they are trying to really kind of stay on the same keel with the younger students in that some companies are kind enough to actually send some of their employees back to school because they're in that position in which perhaps they got a new promotion or they're taking on a different set of job skills where they currently are. And so their skills either have to be sharpened or they have to learn something a little newer than what they've been doing if they've been working with a company for a particular number of years.
You know, and it's called growth. And you have to step outside your comfort zone to get to the next level. You're not willing to step outside your comfort zone. You're going to keep keep having the same results. You have to grow. If you want to grow,
that's
want more, you got to step outside your comfort zone. You got to take it to the next level.
And it's really the mindset of really asking yourself, when you get to that crossroads, so to speak, you don't want to remain stagnant.
I tell you, it's just like a relationship.
Yeah.
If you're with someone, if there's no growth, you know what? It's time to move forward. Either you're going to grow together or you're going to depart from each other.
And that's true. And it's usually that one or the other.
Absolutely.
But you know, it's also nice, too, that when, and I'm glad, I'm so happy that you mentioned that, because this isn't, when I think of really any expo, but particularly a hiring and career expo, it shouldn't be just one that is just relegated to a certain group of people. Because most people who come are either of college age, they either are at retiree age, coming out of retirement, they may be senior adults. But how nice to really include in those various groups couples. I'm glad you mentioned that, because there may be a situation in which you may have a person who has a spouse or a significant other who both may be in need of looking for employment, perhaps maybe wanting to start their own business together. And there are many companies, there are many, you know, businesses within our neighborhoods that are family run and family owned. So it's really good, our radio family, and we don't know your particular situation, but we just want you to be encouraged and say that if someone else in your family may be in a similar situation, such as yourself, do the buddy system. Bring somebody with you.
Absolutely.
We suggest that you don't come alone. Now, you touched on something that I really, speaking of the groups that I just mentioned, that there may be some ex-offenders looking for a job opportunity. I really appreciate your inclusion, because there are persons that, despite their circumstances, have fallen on hard times. Unfortunately, they may have resulted in a situation in which they have been incarcerated. But when they get to that point where they need to really reconnect and they want to contribute and give back to society, and they're trying to get back on track by means of finding employment, is there a possibility they may be able to get a job from this Career Expo?
Absolutely. You know, this past couple of months ago, we teamed up with Goodwill, and we had ex-offenders coming in. And they were looking for jobs, which was amazing. And Mary from Goodwill stepped up to the plate. Hey, let me talk to you in this room. I'm going to set you up with this person, that person, X, Y, and Z. We have clothes for you as well. You have to dress professional. Because some of them came in, you know, they just came in. And, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. I'm here to serve. That's what I do well. And so I was so thankful that Goodwill came apart and decided to work with us, and blessing them with jobs and clothes, what they need, and giving them that talk. Like, it's okay. It's all right. You might not get this one, but you might get the next one. You have to stay focused. And you have to watch the words that come out of your mouth.
Exactly. And the fact, too, it really is a teachable lesson for us as a community. That we shouldn't turn our brother away, even though they've fallen on hard times. Who's to say that the same thing could not possibly happen to us, and we want someone else to come along and lift us up.
Yes.
And help us out. So really an appreciation and a thank you to you and the Morningside Reynolds Park Association, along with the Josh Howard Foundation and Winston-Salem Transit Authority, for providing this event, because you really are reaching out to all aspects
Absolutely.
Of persons and communities. We all come from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
We all really have a story to tell, if you will. But particularly for those who are looking for employment, for those, whether you're changing careers or you're trying to jumpstart a career, this will be a great opportunity, I feel, Kanika, and you can expound on this if you like, for those who may be at a crossroads, speaking of which, they've worked for a certain employer for a number of years, but now they feel they have that confidence to where they can go out and kind of branch out on their own. They may want to transform into that entrepreneur. And that's really what a lot of people are finding, is that they work for a company, but then they realize, well, you know what? Is it time for me to start working for myself?
Especially if they're putting in all the work.
Yeah, exactly.
That company cannot run without them.
Right, them, exactly. And just really cheering on and shouting out so many of the wonderful entrepreneurs
Absolutely.
That are in our communities, because, you know, even though you have your big box stores on literally and practically every corner, it's nice to see every now and then the mom and pop stores.
Absolutely.
Because that was the backbone at one time for cities like Winston-Salem.
Absolutely.
You know, you didn't have these various marts that are out there like they are now.
Right.
You just had individuals that, again, goes back to they were family-owned businesses and they wanted to give back to their community and give their community an opportunity, I feel, to see firsthand. Man, it's so nice to see a neighbor, you know, have their own store, you know, sell their own groceries or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And it really is a nice reflection to going back to those times.
Absolutely. You know, entrepreneurship is very big in my heart.
Yes.
It's needed. You know, and I tell people, it might not take off that first year, that second year, but you have to keep at it. You have to keep at it.
I mean, especially if that really is a passion of yours and it's something that you really want to do.
Absolutely.
You will continue to put forth the effort to make it work. And again, going back to what I appreciate you saying, surrounding yourself with good people who have, if not a similar vision, they're at least supporting you from the standpoint that they see that this is something you truly are passionate about.
Absolutely.
And like you, my dear, you want to help, you know, your fellow brother and sister succeed, because you've seen yourself.
Absolutely.
You've seen growth in you.
Yes.
And I love the fact, because I think we refer to it as paying it forward.
Oh, geez.
Someone helped us along the way. So here's an opportunity to help someone else coming up. One thing that we did not mention that we must share before we end our great conversation, and I just hate it when time flies, when two people like us are having fun, we need to give the time for this event.
Yes, it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so that's the time. Again, the date is October 29th, and the location, again, Radio Family, if you're just joining us, the Clark Campbell Transportation Center, again, that's right in the center of downtown Winston-Salem at 100 West 5th Street. So the Hiring and Career Expo, guess what? They're now hiring. So if you're looking for work, Radio Family, this indeed is the event for you. Any closing comments or thoughts that I didn't address you would like to bring up, Kanika?
Wow. I would like to tell the people just to stay focused. I don't know who your source of prayers, but whoever you're believing in, just keep talking to that person, and it's going to work out. You have to have faith. You know,
Very true.
Times are hard.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We have to stay focused. We have to watch the words that come out of our mouth. We have to be motivated. And we also have to help other people. If you're not willing to help other people, don't think nobody's going to be willing to help you. Step outside your comfort zone. You have to grow. You know, if you don't grow, you'll never see what's on the other side of that mountain. Growth is very important.
And a nice way to bring a wonderful conversation with you, my dear, to a close. So thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, serving again as the president of Morningside Reynolds Park Association. It is a very good And the word just escaped me, partnership. That's the word I'm looking for. You have an excellent partnership, not only with Reynolds Park, but of course with Josh Howard and his foundation, mm-hmm. and fine people as well with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. So good people indeed in your corner, Kanika.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. And on this program, Kanika, there are never any goodbyes. Just until next time.
Okay.
So hopefully I will have another opportunity, if not to do a follow-up show on this, hopefully to talk about this going into the third year in 2020.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And until that next time, Miss Kanika Brown, thank you, radio family. I know you're doing some wonderful things in our communities as well. And we certainly hope that you can be a part of the Hiring and Career Expo. 11 until 2, October 29th, Clark Campbell, Transportation Center, 100 West 5th Street. Again, if you want to, especially if you are a company or if you're an individual that needs additional information, contact Kanika. She has been so kind enough in sharing her contact information. And I want to repeat it before we officially close. 336-995-7661. Thank you, Kanika.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Welcome to the Community Focus family once again. And thank you, radio family, again for your wonderful company and the good things you're doing in our communities. Definitely keep up the great work. And indeed, until that next time, we do wrap up another weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanks for tuning in. Great company as always. And do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Take care.